This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. We're going to go now on our long, slow drive through Dealey Plaza in Dallas with the man of the hour, Christopher Fulton, author of The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit of JFK's Assassination. This is just unbelievable to see the unadulterated truth from the estate of Evelyn Lincoln passed along to fine, decent men and women who can bring this story forward and once and for all set the record straight. I look at the JFK assassination as one of the major Rosetta Stones in truth to liberate humankind. And we see a divided country again. Instead of just being within one party, within two parties, we see a world, we see Putin saying that he's ready for another Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, I think we had enough with the first one, and Christopher will tell us quite a bit about that. Christopher, welcome to Power Hour Nation. We thank you very much for all you've done, and we can barely even comprehend all you've been through. For some strange reason, you've been put in a place to correct the past, and I guess that has to be a blessing overall. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that.
Well, I was just speechless, really, you know, listening to what happened to you and what we think is a free country, and that your rights could be abused so viciously and that you could be just basically tortured, for lack of a better explanation, just because you hold the truth. One of the comments I made, because I was thinking we'd have you a little bit earlier, but when you were being questioned once, they said, you know, under what authority or something like that do you have, or what right do you have to possess this information or to say anything about it? And my quick response would be, well, because we the people are the ultimate government, and that's one of you. So that's what right you have, and they don't have a right to conceal all this from us. But tell us what you got and how it came into your possession and what you've been doing with it.
Well, the enormous amount of evidence that was taken, or the materials that were taken out of the Kennedy administration after President Kennedy's assassination, were removed very quickly by his brother Robert Kennedy, and in efforts to make sure that they weren't utilized for a negative purpose, and they weren't hidden away and classified. These materials came out and were put into the possession of Evelyn Lincoln, who was President Kennedy's personal secretary of 12 years, or very close and trusted person that had worked with him and proved herself time and time again as loyal and a decent human being. And it was Robert Kennedy's decision to rely on that relationship and his brother's trust in her to go ahead and keep these materials secure while he was trying to desperately quickly come to conclusion and figure out what had happened to his brother and where we were as a nation, and where we're going to proceed, and if we were going to do that in a safe manner and not go to an exchange or go to war with Russia. It was an enormous load that was placed on him at one moment in time, and he handled it the best that he could, but he deciphered the information very quickly. He worked with a person called Robert Bauch, who was the head of the Protective Research Section of the Secret Service of the White House, who worked with him and was on the Kennedy side on this. And the evidence that he was able to determine and look at very quickly and keep away from the FBI and keep away from the Johnson administration quickly determined that we had a domestic coup in the United States, that President Kennedy was killed for purpose, and that information had to remain secured, but had to be shared openly with the Russian government and done quickly, because the Russian government was very concerned that this was going to be put upon them. The evidence that was in place already in position through Lee Harvey Oswald and the intelligence community was to place blame on Cuba and ultimately to Russia. So the Russians were very concerned, as you mentioned about Putin making a statement earlier, that they were going to be blamed for this situation, somebody rogue and out of the Pentagon, and lob a missile off at them or for a, you know, exchange. So Robert Kennedy had to take it upon himself to back channel that what he had found out and what he his investigation into this, and so that we would stay at peace and millions of Americans wouldn't lose their lives over this, which is the reality of what the administration, the Kennedy brothers, were looking at as this, as these materials were put on their table in 62, these false flag operations, these going to war, these exchanges, these things that the brothers did not believe in, that wrong, and that was not in the interest of the American public and was not interested in the Constitution of the United States.
It's just unbelievable, really. I know you mentioned that, you know, Kennedy called them lunatics, these generals, and that he fired, and Alan Dulles, that they were so
General mean. Curtis LeMay, Alan Dulles, that's right. And actually replaced John McCone. He was desperately trying to put someone in the CIA to get control of the agency, to control these rogue elements that were in operation. And I've listened to the recordings of McCone and the Kennedys. President and McCone trying to convince President Kennedy that he was in control of this, that he had a handle on it. And President Kennedy kept pushing him for more information of what the agency was up to and what was going on. And in my opinion, listening to recordings, John McCone was not in control of this. It was still Alan Dulles working out of Georgetown covertly, even after being fired. It was still operational and still very much in control.
Well, in one of my readings, I came across a great book on the secret history of the Warren Commission. I was reluctant to buy it because I just thought that was a false lead. But it sometimes in the dry material, there's some great, great material. And one of them was a letter from a CIA agent in Mexico City who said quite specifically that he was working on the assassination of President Kennedy, and that he'd received $800,000 from Alan Dulles to pay for the operation and to get Oswald a ticket out of Dodge, so to speak, for whatever his role might be, and support him for life, however that was meant to be. And his name was, I'll have to peek on my other sheet there, just forgive me, David Attlee Phillips. So in 1988, yeah, he left a letter to his children, and in the book it also said Winston Scott, the Mexico City CIA station chief, was involved. You mentioned that there was like two plots going on at the same time. There was like a false flag attack that Kennedy was going to be wounded and made to give some casus belli for war, perhaps, and then another deeper plot where they were actually going to kill him. So it was like two things were going on at the same time. Can you explain that?
Well, my understanding of it is that there was a false flag operation to push President Kennedy into a corner so that the American public would be forced into a position to invade in Cuba. And President Kennedy was aware of this operation, and his brother was there to watch his back and to keep him out of a line of fire of that. Now, that was successful on at least two different occasions where President Kennedy had avoided being put into that position. But in Dallas, he was told information that this was called off and it was not going to be shot at in Dallas, although he had taken some precautions with Jackie. But he understood this information to be good. But at the last moment, I guess it was turned around. And then when the false flag operation took place, it turned into a complete coup operation.
Yes, as I recall from the Chicago attempt, it was a man named Lee who warned the Chicago Police Department to arrest certain individuals, three of them, as I recall, with high-powered rifles that were on a motorcade route that John was going to take, and they called off that operation that visit at that time, so it didn't go through. And we can only speculate that that was Lee Oswald, but it would appear that's the case, perhaps. But there was a stand-down order or something to the Dallas police, and you said the mayor and the sheriff were CIA assets. Is that correct?
That's all correct. And of course, Lee Harvey Oswald was not correct in history either. He was a FBI informant and worked with the CIA and had done things for purpose through New Orleans as well, and was involved in the attempt to kill Castro. So there's a lot of information that the American people have been false fed. And, of course, in the 1960s, to the credit of the American people, they believed in their government. And they believed in what they were told. But there was also an underlying feeling that they hadn't been told the whole truth. And of course, they had not. But there was a consensus on the table, and the consensus was one of peace. And, of course, Robert Kennedy had to go along with this. to agree not to testify for the Warren Commission, to agree not to come to fruition to the American public and discuss this with them openly, and to hide this information. He was actually in a fight with the FBI and Justice Department over the evidence that he was kept, the stuff that came to me, it came to us. And they wanted to confiscate this and classify it. And there was a deed of gift that was executed in 1964, 65. And that deed of gift was very specific. It said that Robert Kennedy, the family, would turn over the right title interest and all the physical evidence and clothing and material and everything that the government could totally had in their position at that time. So everything in their possession at that time revert to them to go ahead and classify away or do what they were going to do. But the materials that came into our possession were the ones that Bobby Kennedy had held back. And that was not under the government's control, was not under the government's ability to suppress. And that material did not go under the Warren Commission or the House Select Committee. This stuff was held back. It was held back for purpose. It was held back that Robert could keep control, keep his hand on the wheel of the United States, keep his hand on the control of power so that he could keep us going in a direction of more peace. And to resolve these issues that his brother had put us on, and he desperately tried to get back into the Oval Office in 1968. Of course, it cost him his life. And the orders at that time, before he lost his life, was that he was very aware that he might do so, was to keep these materials completely safe and buried for the protection of the Kennedy family. Robert Kennedy was a very brave and very aware that we were on the wrong path and that path was going to lead us where we are today. A very dangerous situation and not for the betterment of the world in any way. He wanted to stop Vietnam and he wanted to get the people that were in control and all these large allocations of money that had been allocated through the Vietnam War and get them out. But unfortunately that didn't happen. And as he lay dying in California, the last thing he said is, everybody else okay? Is everybody all right? He's a person that cared about every American citizen and every person in the world. It wasn't about power for him, and it wasn't about ego for him. It was about we're all in the same boat, and we're all going to survive and together as a better world, or we're not.
I sure wish he would have lived. I think we'd be in a much better world today. But we're hearing the news. We're coming up to a break, and we'll see you on the flip side. We have our very special guest, Christopher Fulton, author of probably one of the best books. You should buy a dozen and give them away to all your friends and family, The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
George Coyne joining us today, author of The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit of JFK's Assassination. Christopher Fulton, a co-author, of course, is his wife, Michelle Fulton, and she must be a very wonderful and dynamic woman to go through all these travails that you've gone through and work with you to put this book together for the rest of us. One of the other inheritors was Robert L. White, and I was reading about his being called up by President Reagan to come and visit him, and he started to, I guess, kind of lay down the law about what information is available and what isn't. And in speaking of the Assassination Records Review Board, he called it another pacifier like the Warren Commission, and Earl Warren said that no one would ever know the truth about the assassination, at least as far as his work with that commission was concerned. So I'm glad you're proving Earl Warren wrong with the benefit of this time capsule that's been left to you, and we indulge everyone and anyone who can get into this book and teach the world what really happened as about the only hope you have for liberation before madmen take over something again and try other stunts similar. What did President Reagan say to Mr. White?
Well, President Reagan was very interested in this subject, and he told us that the government was not the solution to this. It had not been the solution to this, but government is the problem and continues to be the problem. And he believed that we should prey on this, and but he felt very strongly that this material at some point should reach the American public, that it was important that the American people resolve their problems themselves and to disseminate that as an American concern, but this should not come out through a foreign government. That was his main concern, that these materials that have been held back by Robert Kennedy not be put out there for purpose for foreign government in a way that we would not be handling this our own problems by our own selves. So President Reagan told Robert and myself that we would be called to testify on this, and that they would be looking to confiscate and classify these materials if we so indeed had the materials that Robert Kennedy had held back. And that's, of course, exactly what took place.
That is a terrible shame. But other presidents, like I was just, you know, shocked, too. I believe it was President Carter wanted to look into this more deeply. And at the time was it CIA Director Bush who said, you know, he didn't have the authorization or classification to look at these materials. Well, you know, he's the President of the United States. My God, man.
Well, that's what people don't understand is that, you know, even the President of the United States, the CIA, for example, has Covert Identities Protection Act and all these other secrecy acts that they work under the guise of, and this great secrecy that President Kennedy was so concerned about in the 60s is utilized for purpose to make things covert is a way to not acknowledge mistakes, to do things that are wrong, that the American people cannot acknowledge and understand where they're being represented and how they're being represented. And these people of these covert dark agendas can gain power and strength and do what they will. They don't have to tell the truth to Congress or to the Senate or to the President of the United States. They're not prosecutable under these national security issues. And when I was brought in and arrested, I went through this whole process of learning and being interrogated and being put through the gamut of the Justice Department's resolve, and it was horrifying to see that this is what my own government is. This is how they interpret this issue. This is how they're going to look at this. This is how they want to resolve this. I was very naive to think that the truth mattered. Truth certainly doesn't matter. Not only does it not matter, but they don't want it out there. There's too many felonies that have occurred. Too many secret problems that could be exposed. Too many things that could be undone. They certainly do not want to open that Pandora's box in any way, shape, or form. And the Justice Department has strict orders on this, that the Kennedy matter is not to be, there's nobody going to be prosecuted or looked into this. The only thing they're going to be doing is confiscating evidence, bringing it in under a guise of classification. And we were considered, both Robert White and myself were considered to be having national security information in March 3rd, 1998. And that was given to the oversight, National Security Oversight Information Office. And, of course, once that happened, the boxing gloves came off, and we were both put through a gamut of life-changing events.
Well, the truth does matter. It only doesn't matter if we're enslaved by some sort of police state mechanism that shouldn't exist in the first place. And, you know, I hope that people who are participating in that see the light someday and realize the solution has to be, ultimately, we the people, as it was originally intended. And coup d'etats are not welcome on these streets. We'll see you on the flip side. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, and this is Life Changing Radio.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. At a bond hearing in Chicago, bail was set for $100,000 for Smollett, who was arrested for filing a false police report. North Carolina's State Board of Elections voted Thursday to order a new election in the disputed 9th Congressional District, where no winner was declared in the 2018 midterms amid fraud allegations. Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris says he wished he'd kept better track of some of the mail-in ballots.
Well, and it was surprising that the total had gotten to that. And it was disappointing to me that I had not followed that more closely.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
That you got a still photo from the movie JFK, and it was just very, very interesting because the file number is coded. I don't know if that's a synchronicity or something you put in yourself, but it was 030.06,30, which for shooters, no, that's a 30-06 Springfield round, the basic military cartridge that was used for a long, long time in American service and a very popular sporting round. And then, of course, the allegation from your historical archives is he was shot with a mercury-filled bullet, and a company in Texas actually makes mercury-filled bullets of that caliber, and I imagine they have very devastating things. Can you tell us a little bit about the watch and the bullet that you discovered from these archives?
Yeah, the watch itself was not supposed to be there. The but it was there. He was warned. It was given to him on the flight from Love Field when they came into Love Field from Jackie Kennedy, and the watch was the closest physical evidence to the frontal headshot, the frangible round that hit him in the right front temple that ripped out the right side of his head. And, of course, that's a very devastating piece of evidence. The in Parkland Hospital, there was a person named O.P. Wright, was the head of security there. He was handed two pieces of evidence during that afternoon. One was the CE-399, which is a bullet that came off the stretcher, and that was utilized for purpose to sell that story to the American public. And the watch was given to him as well. These were both in his pocket at the same time at the same place. The watch was taken out covertly through the Secret Service to Robert Kennedy specific. He had had someone come for watch so that he could do the forensics on that himself. And, of course, realizing that and other things that he had looked at very quickly, understood that this was not a single nut shooter application, that was something that was being utilized. And it's a very sad statement in itself that we had a coup in this country, and where we are right now is in direct result of that moment in time.
I'm a big believer in that we can never really be free until we correct the mistakes of the past. Once we have a mistake and it's ingrained in our psyches and becomes the official historical record, we are always slaves to that error, that lie, that mistake. And we cannot liberate ourselves until we liberate the past. And that's why the past is so important, and probably why it is hidden away in dark archives all over the place. I know a former American senator wrote a great book on the National Archives and how everything is sealed away, that they retire people that have classified information so that no one can ever know where it was misplaced. And if you ever, by luck, go through these 2 1-acre vaults underground and find something, you know, that's just the luck of the Irish, shall we say. But it is just a despicable
thing. I can tell you, as someone who's in the National Archives, my name appears in the investigation of the ARB, that the information that we possessed and what we went through is not there for the American people to look at. So I can tell you directly from personal experience that you're not getting the information of the National Archives that belongs to every American citizen of the United States. The information's not there. That's extremely concerning in itself. We did a 30-day investigation there, and the archives came back and said, yeah, we're aware that these folders exist. We're aware that they're supposed to be here, but they've been pulled and they're not here.
My goodness.
Now, on top of that, what you had said, and I agree with all the things that you have said subsequently thus far, Robert F. Kennedy was contacted about my book when it came out and was asked what he wanted to comment about it. He said, I want to wait and think about this. And then, of course, 60 days after, I want to read you what he said. This is Robert Kennedy's son. Quote, the assassinations of my uncle, my father, Dr. King, and Malcolm X were 4 of the great traumas that pushed America off its historical path of idealism and onto the trajectory of imperialism abroad and a national security state at home. Mountains of undeniable proof now support involvement by U.S. military, intelligence, and police agencies in those murders and their subsequent cover-ups. The process of recovering our national idealism must begin with an effort to acknowledge the truth about these assassinations. So you are in good company there with what you had to say previously, that one lie builds on another, and we're all finding ourselves in is knee deep in mud. And I believe in the truth. It matters. It's the foundation of who we are, who we want to be, who we want to project to our nation, to the world, to our children. And we have been lied to, terribly lied to. And I think for the very first time in a very long time, many, many decades, this type of idea is being pushed forward by good people that have come forward from the CIA, coming from the State Department, from other intelligence sources, the NSA. And they're saying, listen, we are operating against the interests of the people of the United States. And we need to be looking very carefully at these individuals that we trust, that we're supposed to have trust in within the FBI or within these other agencies. And now the people are starting to understand and starting to wrap their head around the fact that they've been lied to for so long. And I think this is extremely important.
Well, after, I'm pessimist, but I believe that that's just the way the world works, unfortunately, and it's worked that way far too long. And it's only through
efforts like yours and other people's that this is going to change in any way, shape, or form. I was very interested, too, in Secret Service Agent Bach. When you first met him, he took you for a ride, and unlike the mafia where they take you for a ride, he actually took you for a good ride and explained a lot of very important things to you about the assassination and how the world works. Could you advise the audience on that great American?
He's one of those individuals that was in the forefront of every important thing that was happening, right at the center epitaph of power. And he was a very, very patriotic American and had kept information to himself for decades on all of this material, even from his own family. And following Robert Kennedy's assassination, he was so disenchanted he got out. He couldn't take it any longer. But he was very sad to have to reveal what he had to tell me about that moment in time and his relationship with both the Kennedy brothers and how he felt about them personally. And he believed in them. He believed in what they were doing. He believed, and of course, nobody's perfect, but he believed strongly in the fact that they dedicated both their lives to and gave both their lives for the betterment of the world and for all of us, and that matters. And so when I had the evidence that I had, he figured that, well, obviously Evan Lincoln had entrusted us, and maybe that we would, you know, that I was working with the Kennedy family or Robert JFK Jr. himself, and then went ahead and discussed this openly with me, and I was very honored that took place.
Well, that was a very touching explanation you had in your book that it moved me. The two of you going to the grave, and then you mentioned there was a reinterment, and then Robert put things, a box in the grave, probably some of the other evidence that we know where it is, I guess, but it's just that it's never going to be available to be analyzed and used as evidence in this great crime. Could you talk about the reinterment?
Well, I could tell you this, that it comes down to the Kennedy family. The Kennedy family are the ones that have the power to be the only ones that could alter the course of this. And, of course, when I had contact with the RFK Jr., he was interested in exactly that. He was interested in following up on what had happened to his father and his uncle and taking his place in the world events in such a way through George Magazine that would instill a new understanding for the United States and maybe new political ideas of how we need to move forward. And I was very greatly saddened when we had met and the evidence had transferred to him. And then, of course, I was serving federal time, but I'd heard that he had died. I think a great opportunity for change in this country and in the world had passed us by. And the fact that most of the American people did not know that he was even involved in trying to culminate this information and put this together, it was another reason why I thought it was very important that I write this book.
Oh, indeed, indeed. One of the things that disturbed me, too, is John Jr. was probably a shoo-in to be mayor of New York City, and it would just be, almost a waste of time to have an election with his popularity there. And he would have been the mayor for the next Rosetta Stone of evil, 9/11. And on his watch, anything that went down that was malfeasance by government wouldn't have been allowed to happen. I'm sure he would have been just as steadfast as his father to fight evil and maintain the republic and stand up for what's good, true, and decent. And I think that might have been, a sidebar there. And I recall you mentioning Secret Service Agent Bach saying, if Kennedy lived, the New World Order would have died and it had grown like a cancer. And that cancer has to be purged from the republic. We'll see you on the flip side. I'm George Boyne. This is Power Our Nation.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are just taking that slow drive through Dealey Plaza and telling you what really happened and what really happened after and why it's important and why we have to correct everything. One big breath of hope is copies of Dr. George Berkeley's autopsy report are supposed to have survived. And on the plane to Dallas, John was writing about his visions of a true and better America. That was a very sad part to read, really, because he knew it was coming, and he wrote these words, "A storm is coming. If God has a place for me, I am ready to meet him." And we'll change that a little bit. If God has a place for me, we'll restore the past and fix the future by coming to grips with this assassination and many of the others that have happened, as Robert Jr. described, because the loss of Robert, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, the agents of change to make a better world, is just absolutely evil, sadistic, and we just have to correct that. What were some of the things that John wrote about on how to make a better republic and correct some of the mistakes we had? I found them inspirational, really.
You're talking about President Kennedy?
Yes. When he was on the plane, he was, you know, talking about or writing about, or maybe just as a policy that, you know, there were certain things he wanted to fix to make it a better system. I think one was like term limits, and I imagine
That's correct. I mean, he often reflected on Abraham Lincoln, and the words you spoke were actually spoken by Abraham Lincoln. They were reiterated by him often because he felt very much in that kind of position where there was a storm brewing. He was a great opposition with his own government, and Jackie Kennedy was terrified. She knew that the position that they were in put them in very vulnerable spot, that an assassination attempt or an assassination could take place at any time. And it was her husband, maybe, who stood alone between how the world would go. And if not him, who? So he took a very definitive, a very conscious choice to stand and say, if my life is laid down in this purpose, at any time I'm ready. I've made peace with it because it's the most important thing I can imagine in this lifetime, in this world. And that in itself is extremely inspiring and moving. How many of us would do that, and how many of us would have the strength to do that or be in that position? But here's a man where all of those culmination of factors were put together at that time. That's exactly what was happening. And the last thing he wrote aboard at Air Force One when he landed was government reform. We are going forward. And that was voted, was going to be given at the trademark to let Khrushchev know that how he was going to proceed for a more peaceful world, to resolve these issues in Cuba, to resolve these issues of the Cold War, and how we were going to move forward as a peaceful world, a peaceful nation, not as a Pax Americana, not as somebody who was going to hold over weapons of war and mass destruction as a way of getting our way, not as someone who was going to use corporate interests as the only way to resolve issues around the world, as people were going to be put last. No, people were going to be put first.
And I imagine part of that for both presidents was to, one wanted to get rid of the Fed, and Lincoln was, making his own notes that were Treasury notes as to his greenbacks back in the day. There was quite a similarity between both these men taking on the ultimate power brokers, really, the banks that create the money supply for a nation state, which has its own right to do that and is constitutionally correct money. A big no-no, really, to cross that Rubicon.
Well, yeah, it is. And of course, where do your measures divide? You know, you've got, are you going to go for a full cure? Are you going to go for a complete openness and the ability to have democracy actually work in action and have the American people making decisions? Or are you going to take half measures? President Kennedy didn't believe in half measures, and he certainly laid down the gauntlet with the powers that be at the time, and fired individuals over it, and stood his ground. And I believe in what he was doing. Of course, it cost him his life.
Well, I believe in what he was doing, too. In some respects, I almost look at the president as being a prisoner, that the Secret Service is around you to prevent you from having contact with people, even, officials of other governments. And as I understand it, he had to use popular people like Marilyn Monroe to be an agent on his behalf to get messages out. And she had a code name, I believe, Masha. And
that's exactly right. That office is very limiting. And when you're in that power seat, there are infrastructures in place all around you and people in place all around you to keep the keep those procedures in check. President Kennedy was circumventing those procedures, making phone calls directly to people that had their finger on the button of the silos talking directly with world leaders about the questions and resolving these things without having to resort to, the powers that were being put upon him. He wanted America to have the autonomy that it should have. He wanted America to be able to make decisions on its own and in its own interest for the betterment of the country and for the world.
Well, I believe that still has to come to pass. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is to get the message out. If I was the power to be or something, your book would be in every classroom in the country and would be just a subject of any civics class that could be, that people understand what went wrong, analyze it, and that we become inured to making sure that it never happens again, and that the great message of the great thinkers that we had, because they seemed to disappear in the 1960s, not just that they were assassinated, but that protest movement. I'm only a few years older than you, but I remember, you know, the great speeches. I remember just being riveted by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, to listen to the Kennedys while they were alive, even though I was a child at the time, but to know there was that hope, that breath of fresh air that could exist, that can be the restoration of the republic and the human race, really, from sea to shining sea and way beyond. And, we have to really, really thank you for taking your position. Most people just roll up and fall over and refuse to deal with difficult issues, especially if there's a cost. And your cost was severe, to be imprisoned, to be abused. And we thank you, Christopher Fulton. America thanks you. And, you know, we just appreciate what you've done.
Thank you, George. I appreciate your very kind words. Thank you.
Bless you, my good man. This is Power Hour Nation, place of change. Thanks for coming aboard. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm George Freund, signing off from Canada.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.